A growing number of young people are facing mental health challenges, with a nearly 50% increase in the past 15 years. Beyond Blue reports that 75% of these issues emerge before the age of 25. This means that our teachers are at the front line to help support young people's mental health. Three teachers in Victoria decided to tackle this issue head on by establishing a not-for-profit mental health advocacy foundation called Speak and Share. Co-founder Ben says their aim is to bring advocacy into the classroom.
Yeah, it's now moved into three different offerings that we have within schools, sporting clubs and workshops. We said being school teachers, we'd love to run programs within schools and have an effect on school kids that way.
When it comes to having the tough conversations with young people, the boys at Speak and Share have a unique approach. Their workshops use movement and lighthearted humour to build trust and connections. Co-founder and CEO Mason shares more.
Something that I've found is that kids are willing and happy to talk about their mental health. It's just providing them a space to do that. And within our workshops, we provide an environment where the kids are comfortable and can sort of talk about what they've been through and how their mental health has been going. Whereas day-to-day school, they don't really get an opportunity to do so. Our approach is like pretty unique. The kids are moving majority of the time during our sessions. It's pretty lighthearted, engaging. We use a lot of humour in our messaging, which I think the kids in particular relate to. So I think that's one approach that is definitely helping us for sure.
But it's not all fun and games. Vulnerability is a key factor incorporated into their programs. Mason and Ben share some of their tips on how to start these tough conversations.
We have a brochure we provide that has like the four steps of ask, listen without judgment, nurture the growth, and then to check back in on that. We obviously also recommend the amazing services that are out there with the Lifeline and Beyond Blue as well, that if they feel like they need to have these conversations with external professionals, then there are a lot of amazing services there to do so.
Yeah, I've probably got two tips that have helped me. The first one's like creating a comfortable environment for the person to open up. So if you notice that one of your mates is struggling, maybe go for a walk, go for a drive, make them feel comfortable. And then the other thing is probably just be honest with them. So like, Mason, I've noticed you've been struggling, like you're not your usual self, and be vulnerable yourself. I often say that like it's pretty infectious. If I'm going to ask Mason to be vulnerable, I have to be sort of vulnerable myself. And that's what we do during our workshops. Once we sort of tell the kids about what we've been through and how we got through that, sort of breaks the barrier down straight away. And we're not like hounding our mates or hounding the kids to sort of talk about how they're feeling. So I think if you can set the scene yourself, it'll pave the way for others to follow.
We often underestimate the silent struggles that many people face, but being ready to listen can make a big difference.
I think the main one is you don't have to have all the answers. So if you can just be a sounding board for your mate who is struggling, you don't have to have all the answers, but you can just be there and support them and guide them through it. But then if you do realize that they are probably, or they are like seriously struggling, you do need to refer them on to serious help, whether it's Lifeline, Headspace, booking in to see a psychologist. But I think just being there for them means a lot for the person that is opening up. And then if you do feel like they are struggling, you need to ask the question like, have you been suicidal? Have you had suicidal thoughts? And if the answer is yes, and you need to get the help that they need.
Absolutely agree with that. And the next step being that often Lifeline and Beyond Blue in these places, you can call them for advice. So you don't necessarily have to be the person going through something. You can call them for advice on how you might approach the situation. Obviously, every situation is unique. So you can, refer to these places to get advice. And you can also call with that person. So you might be the voice for them and they can listen on the end of the phone call too.
Yeah, I'll probably just say as well, if you notice that one of your mates or someone you socialize with may be struggling, just ask the question, because you never know who may be struggling.